Shalom.
Hello. We're in a preparation lesson for the convention in North America, lesson number 2, the perfect 10 in Arvut. We're going to read excerpts, which you can find on our website, Kav.tv. Selected questions, you can ask questions there, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson. We promised to go through all the lessons before the conventions, so we're going to try. I think tomorrow we have lessons 3 and 4, so maybe tomorrow we'll go over 2 lessons, and the next day we have 5, 6, and 7. Well, we'll see. What I wanted to ask, what will you do? What lesson are you going to be in when you're not here? So maybe Roy Akoka should update us. Is he here? Yeah, I'm here. Where are you? Here. We didn't decide which lessons we're going to watch, but what we did last time is if you weren't the teacher in the lesson, so we watched a recorded lesson. A recorded lesson, and that's okay, but which one? Probably one of these, what we had, and not from the Congress, from the perfect zero, from the absolute zero? Yes. And we'll also have social time, which is discussions about disseminations or training we want to have. Other things we had, last time we had a discussion about the shots and the gabai, a scrutiny about things related to the work in the tents and a preparation for the Congress. Do you feel that it really connects you, that it's beneficial? Of what I've heard, friends are really happy about the social times we had. What about the attendance? Attendance is okay. Naturally, some people don't come when you're not here, but it's not nothing to do about it. What can we do beyond what we're doing? The reports I get is 70 people who are not coming. That's really... Don't they understand that it's betrayal in society? Okay. Well, let's continue. So we're in lesson number 2, World Kabbalah Congress in North America. The lesson is The Perfect 10 in Arvut. Excerpt number 1 from Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat, Rules of the Guarantor. It is impossible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot unless through Arvut, mutual responsibility, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel in great unity. It follows that specifically through Arvut, which is when everyone are regarded as one, is the heart of the observing of the Torah, since the essence of love and unity is in the desire. When each one is pleased with his friend, and there is no disparity of desire among them, and all are included in one desire, by which they are included in the upper's desire, which is the complete unity. Meaning not as we talked today, only to annul myself and to attach myself to others. There are other stages of work, integration, mingling, until everyone is incorporated as one man and one heart. There are stages we haven't talked about yet. The integration of the desires, connection. All our work is in that. Until we reach a state of one heart. And these are stages, but here We're talking about the fact that observing the Torah and the mitzvot, meaning by the light that reforms, we can correct our desires until we are incorporated with them together, when the true connection is called arvut. Is this clear? No questions. Yes? How are you part of this? Rav, we try to incorporate in the desires between us. I believe that. And then he says we're incorporated in the upper's desire. My question is, does our work sum up in the integration between us and the moment we are incorporated in the center, the upper? It's as if we don't have no work with the upper? No, that's incorrect. So please explain. It has to be with the intention that to begin with, I'm incorporating myself with the friends in order to be with the upper. Why did the Creator make it so that we hate each other, that we reject each other? You don't have this. You don't have. Do you discover that you hate them? There's great hatred in our ten. Great. Really? Yes. I thought that you didn't have previously. No, we do. But previously you didn't have? We do have. No, but previously did you have it? No. But now you do. Okay? So you're advancing. When you're trying to connect, you discover rejection, hatred, etc. Right? Yes. So, and why did the Creator do that? For us to increase the importance. No, it's for you not to connect just among yourself. You're not a soccer team or something. Rather, for you to need Him. That's why Israel, the light, and the Creator are one. Otherwise, you won't have Israel and you won't have the light that connects everyone together. This means that if you, what was your question? Is this enough? Is it enough to connect as a group? And the Creator is with us already. No, He's not with you. You have to, on the start, you have to be correctly aimed so that your goal, even in the smallest action, the first action you do is to reach the Creator. And with Him and for Him. And then it will work, this whole chain. Otherwise it won't work. That's why He did this hatred specifically so that without Him, we won't be able to connect. We'll need Him. Otherwise, you know,
we'll be a seat of scoundrels, you know, but a good one, a good seat. You know, we'll have a good time. But He's not going to let us have it. Why? Why is He not giving it to the whole world? Why is He not letting the world have it? Everyone is quarreling, hating, especially among the people of Israel. So that we would require the force of connection, which is Him.
So Rav, addressing Him, this means to incorporate in the desire of the upper when we're asking for help?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy that you asked. Israel, the light, the Creator. That's it. How can you establish a avut without the upper force? First of all, what for? And how? For it to exist on our level even, it's hopeless. Only with the Creator. From the outset, in the latter, we annul ourselves towards Him. And everything that we add to this point of annulment, we add more annulment and more annulment. From that, we build all the degrees, the entire world to receive. What's up?
I have
a great will to receive. Now, I'm turning it into a point. Only. And this point is my spark. It's the point in the heart. It's a spark. Okay, you see it? Good. Now, I made the spark. What am I doing next? This is the upper light. Upper light. What am I doing next? Transferring from my will to receive up here more desires until nothing is left here. Meaning the intention in order to receive, I erase it gradually, slowly, and I transfer it to in order to bestow. In order to bestow. That's it. The whole will to receive moves up, just the intention changes. So we need this work. What am I trying to say? That point that we're talking about, you see it? That red point is that drop of semen. And it comes from the spark that we have from the shattering. And all the rest, everything else that we add to the spark, is the spark plus desire. We add the desire from that. We keep that spark, we maintain it, the divine part from above that we have. That's it. So the Creator helps by creating in us the evil inclination and placing the spark in it. And the spark is His. And then we return the spark, but we return it in a cunning way. Seemingly, I put my spark back into Him, but I never let go of it. I constantly hold on to it, and I keep adding to this spark that is in the Creator. I add all those desires without the intention, and then it becomes a complete partsuf.
Citut mispar 2 mitoch mamar. Excerpt number 2 out of the Peace in the World by Bala Sulam. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. This single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Okay, questions? None. Nothing from the outside. Amit.
So why is it called with respect to the whole machine? It's about the function and the service of the wheel specifically.
No, it's the integral system is global, connected in its entirety. I can't, only with respect to my feeling am I disconnected from the others. I'm in this system and I move everything and everyone is moving me. The shattering took place only in my perception, only in my sensation, in this reality. I'm disconnected from reality. This is the problem. We don't understand where we are, how connected, interconnected we are, how much we determine each other's fate.
There's a difference between a malfunction in your appendix, your liver, your smallest fingernail. There's a difference.
There is.
So it's with the wheel itself, not the whole machine.
Meaning, if we're talking about the body, of course this is it. this is so. But if we're talking about the complete mechanism, then the collective and the individual, or the general and the individual, are the same. You understand? The general and the individual, you are one. I'm scratching something from in my ear here, right? In spirituality, you are destroying all of reality in that. It's something terrible. Such a feeling. And it brings you such trepidation, such fear. And against that, you hold on to the greatness of the Creator. Next.
Excerpt number 3. Baal HaSulam. Not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul, as in all who is proud, etc. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, everyone must gather with all of one's strength into the whole of Israel, with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and the work. He should include himself with the only one root of Israel.
Again, the same. Until we are included in him entirely, we're not returning to the root of each and everyone's soul. And each one, or rather no one, can attain the end of correction unless he cares about the general vessel that everyone will attain. But for the time being, each one has making relative progress, very limited, but nevertheless, it's advancing. The fact that it's written that the 10 of Rabbi Shimon has attained the end of correction, we need to understand that there is the attainment of these corrections in potential and in practice, let's put it this way, where there is still we're lacking the general totality of reality, although it exists in the end, but I can't explain. It's a problem. In short, we have to yearn for it and care about it. We have to understand that everybody should care about it. We can't let any part of this vessel of Ensof outside of correction. Asia.
Thank you. I wanted to ask, there are some tents who are very strong, some tents are less. What should really happen? What are the conditions that should be in a tent for us to really be with you in this whole new step? So it won't be just talk. We have to meet, we have to have the gabai and everything. So what should we really have in a tent for it to be a perfect tent?
I don't understand what you're asking, you know. Did you go to school? Were you a good student? I don't think so.
No, actually, I was a good student.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. According to your attitude, I can't really tell. If I want to be a good student, I want to be the first. The first. And I'm not asking, will we do here a little less work here or a little less work there? Can we do it like this, like that? What does the Creator consider more or less? As Rabash writes, when you enter among the tailors or the cobblers, you know, they do half-assed work, and ultimately you learn from them as well. So it depends on the 10 you're in and how the 10 is concerned with raising itself. So I heard about the Choter's 10, that it's so-so. In short, you need to raise yourself, and that's how it is for every 10 in the world. Same thing here. There's no such thing that we can be content with what we are until we reach the 10 that's at the top, the end of correction, that can connect into itself all the 10s, and all of them together become the main 10 sefirot. Until then, there's no rest. That's it. So don't say which 10 correctly connects or gathers, yes or no. Are you having a mirror convention?
Yes, we're going to have a big congress in Sydney.
Nice.
Even I can come.
Even you are going to make it to the congress.
Yes, I'm able to come. I had my problems, but now I can come.
No, problems, it's clear. There's always problems. Problems from above, it's... Everybody's got them. Don't think you have them and others don't. But if you're coming, that's something.
Yes, I'm going to come to Israel in 2 weeks or 3 weeks from today.
2 weeks? He's coming here. What for? Okay. Next.
Excerpt number 4. Out of Rabash, an article concerning love of friends. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Okay. No questions here.
It's not really okay, because we're talking about love of others, integrating. I'm sitting with my 10, and a friend opens his heart about how much he hates me, and he can't overcome, and there starts gossip and all. And where's my work here?
Well, beautiful that he's saying that. But he should add, Gil, you know what the Creator placed in my heart? This hatred towards you. Because nothing comes from men. Who is men? It's a box. It's like you're hitting a computer. When will it finally start working? How come you blame this box? You're to blame. Or IT people. You should beat them up. I'll help you. Meaning, you're just an instrument in the hands of the Creator. You need to understand where do you get the hate and why did you get hate? What for? I got it from the Creator so that I would feel this way towards a friend, so that I will work on this hate and turn it into love. And from the friend, I'll direct it at the Creator, and I'll tell the Creator, thank you for giving me hate, and that I was able to turn it to love by the reforming light that I received from you, and then you're closing the triangle.
That's for the person who feels the hatred, right?
for anything. Doesn't matter what feeling, whatever you have in your brain, in your heart. You have to understand the source is up above. And why did I get it?
But as the situation occurs that you can't come to the tent anymore, that person starts grouping around against me and everything.
Talk openly. Why do we hate one another? Where does it come from? Why does it come so we would strengthen ourselves? I guess we deserve to feel this. We're like the students of Rabbi Shimon. They wanted to kill one another.
And if they don't want to face it, they don't even do this work.
Then you have to turn to other tents and ask for help. But how can you let it go if they gave you this work here? Until you fix it, nothing will work out.
What if the tent doesn't want to face this situation? Should I stay in this tent?
Invite other tents. Have a general meeting about it. How should we deal with the hate? First of all, turn to the source. Where does it come from? What do you think? You do something? You're doing something here? Who are you? What can be inside the will to receive, if not what's being introduced into it, and that's how it acts. It can't even scrutinize for itself where it's coming from, barely. Are you not aware of the fact that it's all coming from Him? There's nothing in a person, everything is from above. What do you think about yourself? That you are the owner of your thought, of the desire, that you are in the place of the Creator. The Creator is the one that establishes, that produces everything. There's none else besides Him.
What if my tent doesn't want to meet other tents? They think they're all right.
We'll discuss it. First of all, they have to hear it. So, do it differently. Let's say there's a state... like an absolute state. There's a ten that doesn't want to be in contact with other tens, and it has there's hatred inside of it. They want nothing. All the other tens are having a meeting, and they talk about that, how they will help, will take care of the hate, the rejection that exists between them, between the friends, and between the tens. You will should talk about it. Scrutinize it, and it will influence them. But God forbid, don't think that what I have in me is coming from me. How can something even start with me? A baby, when something drops from his hand and breaks, he's always right. He says, oh, it's not me, it fell. This is the truth, actually.
Hatred is revealed when we're already doing the work. We started connecting, then starts hatred.
Of course.
My question is, what happens when we start a new degree? There's a feeling, it's also relevant what we talked about the wheels. There's a feeling the person stands alone, no one is making an effort, he's the one who has to do all the internal work to annul himself and to move the ten.
Your problem is that each one of you cannot peel himself from his own image. I can't look at myself from the side. So how can I scrutinize something? Anything. Even psychologists do this.
Well, thank God this happens every day. We have a new degree, maybe even more. What advice can you give the friends to have the force so that they can start this action, not being afraid of me doing all the work now to connect to the tenant, to move it? This feeling is very difficult.
To remind, I'm the first. This is mandatory. Start with everything like that. I am the first. Because even when I remember that I am the first, he is the first, is also he is the first who is reminding me of this. Otherwise, this whole reality doesn't exist. I'm in a certain reality. Where does it come from? Meaning there's an upper force that painted myself and the reality that I feel, and from this I start. This is my starting point, my world. He is the first, and from here we start. Well, what do you mean? The hate comes and I hate someone. Who am I to hate? All the qualities, all the discernments, all the tastes, flavors, habits, everything comes from above. From above. Only one thing do we have that doesn't come from above. The spiritual exertion. A little bit. Just there, there's a tiny bit of participation from us.
I don't really understand the connection between what we talked about in the first part of the lesson, the work in the ten, and what we're talking now. In the first part, when we were saying that there's a point of adhesion, so I'm not supposed to make this calculation with all the emotions. Now we're talking about hatred. It feels this or it feels that. So what's... How yesterday it was very clear. There is a degree animate level and the speaking level. In the animate level, I feel hatred. In the speaking level, I'm supposed to be adhered to the Creator, having nothing to do with a positive or negative feeling I have.
How do you connect in the ten? We talked about it during the lesson?
Yes.
That's why we have the question here. We in the ten cannot do this work because of the hate. It'll work out. Just leave it gradually. Whatever the mind doesn't do, time does. These things have to kind of settle. We're studying something else. Just disconnect from that. Next. But it's clear what we're doing, yeah? First of all, I am the first. We are starting from this, the correct spiritual discernments, and not some false egoistic discernments. If there's no I am the first, then my ego seemingly is in control. Like Pharaoh, who says, who is the Lord I should heed his voice?
Excerpt number 5 from Rabash, what to look for in the assembly of friends. It therefore follows that each one should try to bring into the society a spirit of life and hopefulness and infuse energy into the society. Thus, each of the friends will be able to tell himself, now I am starting a clean slate in the work. In other words, before he came to the society, he was disappointed with the progress in the work of the Creator. But now the society has filled him with life and hopefulness. Thus, through society, he obtained the confidence and strength to overcome, because now he feels that he can achieve wholeness. And all his thoughts that he was facing a high mountain that could not be conquered, and that these were truly formidable obstructions, now he feels that they are nothing, and he received it all from the power of the society, because each and every one tried to instill a spirit of encouragement and the presence of a new atmosphere in the society.
Questions? Nothing. Oh, Jerusalem.
Is there hatred we have to be careful of?
We have to be careful of everything, both from the good and the bad. How you take it? How you absorb it? Absorbs. Well, it's too much. How do you take it? You have to worry about that. I have to be careful. Something good, something bad. How do I know? I need to learn how to accept it, how to receive it. I have to be ready. Ready means, again, I am the first, I am the last. What is it for what? And then I receive something and I put it into this formula. That thing has to connect me, what I receive from the Creator and how I process it in the society with Israel, the light, the Creator, with the help of the Torah, connect those things together and towards the Creator. That's how I take it. Good things, bad things, all depends on the extent to which I can use them. Not that there are absolute good or bad things. Something may seem terrible for you, but it's the most beneficial. We understand. This is not how we designate something as good or bad. Rather, how I'm using it. If I'm using the bad things in a way that will advance me, then it becomes a good thing. Because I'm not weighing it by itself, rather only relative to the goal. So, let's say you yelled at me and you did all sorts of bad things to me, seemingly bad, right? But by that, I now advanced. So I'm weighing these things that I received from you as good. Everything has to be purposeful.
Ken.
Rav, to continue what you answered Gili previously about the baby, you gave an example about a baby. The baby says, it fell, it's not me.
So we have to say it about everything. They have eyes, but they can't see. It all comes from the Creator.
Yeah, that's clear. And you sometimes give an example about the Creator putting His hand into this person, like a puppet, activating it. So how can we, in our relationship, how can we not turn it to a place that we take off our the responsibility?
You're right. We don't... We have to take responsibility. We have to take the situations that the Creator drops on us and accordingly arrange ourselves in a way that will be as suitable as possible to Him.
What I'm trying to ask is, sometimes it comes to places in relationships when a person says, what do you want from me? That's me. That's it. And he has no responsibility over it.
No, the fact that you're garbage, it's clear to us. And the fact that we're all garbage, it's also clear to us. The question is, what do we have to reach? How do we need to advance? That's not clear. We need to scrutinize it and help one another. The fact that he tells us, what do you want from me? This is me. It's nothing new. We see it. We just want to receive from you your exertion and your correct integration amongst us.
So how do we nonetheless use it correctly? So to begin with, on the first step, before...
By example, first of all. Example. And later, through envy, and then other things. We need to bring the greatness of the Creator, so a person would feel it, how important it is. Where certainly you will feel that you're building the framework and he's falling from it. It happened to me where I also fell off. So what? That's how you learn. And I remember it to this date.
The reason I'm asking is because there's some fear that to begin with we're denying the responsibility.
No, you can't lose the responsibility. Maybe the first moment, but the next moment, when you understand that it's coming from the Creator, and then it only adds responsibility to you. What do you have to do with it?
That's what I'm asking. The first moment, how don't I deny my responsibility?
It can't be. You'll always lose your responsibility. Otherwise, you will not absorb it properly in a bad way.
It's as if, to begin with, my first step is to deny my responsibility.
a person can recognize a mitzvah when he fails in it. There's no righteous man in the land that does good without doing sinning first. You have to start from the bad, from hating everyone, yelling at everyone, wants to kill everyone, everything according to your degree.
Understand this. Every righteous person has sinned. That's the aftermath.
No, not retrospectively. Now I'm in a state where I hate everyone. I need to receive influence from the society that will return me, that will help me ascend above my will to receive, where I can look at everyone, where I look at everyone and I want to kill them. The society now has to start raising me above that degree. By myself, I can't do it. A prisoner doesn't break himself out of prison.
Okay, so if I understand you correctly, I'm a bit confused about it. I come to it.
Am I saying something unclear?
No, I just want to make sure I understood. I come to a tense meeting. I start with the fact that I'm garbage.
No, I'm not garbage. What I got from the Creator. Now, together, each will help his friend. We need to deal with it. No one is garbage. No one is nothing. Each one of us is a waste basket. But the waste is something the Creator put in him for now. I'm saying it seriously. Just arrange yourself a little better.
Oh, Moldova.
No, Moldova.
No.
Доброе утро, Раб.
Привет.
Good morning, Раб.
Вы сказали, что каждый должен стремиться быть первым.
You said that each of us has to yearn to be the first in the group. Like in school, to be the first in class. What is a group where everyone wants to be the first? If I recall, in school I wasn't the first in class. For me, the first in class was...
Sir, you are in a different school. To be first here means to embrace everyone and to push everyone towards the goal. This is the meaning of being first here. To be first is to give example to everyone and to pull behind you or push from behind everyone towards the goal. This is the meaning of being first. There, you were the first because everyone were in the dumpster and you were the first. Here, you are the first by helping them and format everyone and placing them inside the Creator. It's totally different. Okay? Okay. I agree with you. We'll have a Congress there soon. Everything will work out.
No.
I'd like to tell a story if you allow me.
No.
But it's related.
No. I get derive pleasure from doing this to you. Where are we?
Quote number 6 by Noam Elimelech.
יש לו להתפלל תמיד בעד חברו שלעצמו אין יכול לפעול כל כך.
One must always pray for his friend, as one cannot do much for himself, for one does not deliver oneself from imprisonment. But when asking for his friend, he is answered quickly. Therefore, each one should pray for his friend, and thus each works on the other's desire until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are aravim, responsible for one another. Where aravim means sweetness, as they sweeten for each other by the prayers they pray for one another, and by this they are answered.
Okay. Doctor, what's up? You didn't ask anything? You need some medication?
No, I'm just trying to integrate.
Okay. That's also good. Orlando?
Hey, Rav.
Hey.
I hope I heard you correctly with this question. You said that spark, we need to add desire without intention, and this builds the partsuf. I don't understand how the partsuf is built without
intention. Did I hear you correctly? Did I hear you correctly?
No, I don't know where you took those things from, but we need to get rid of our intentions to receive and bring our desires with the intentions to bestow. And in order to bestow, we process it between the friends, because we have nothing to bestow to the Creator. You're going to give it nothing. It's absolute. It's whole. We can only show Him how much we want to cleave unto Him, be similar to Him. That's what we can do towards the Creator. By that, you are giving Him contentment, His greatness. It's giving you the strength to build the group who is that is similar to Him. That's why, maybe, I don't remember where I took those things from, but we replace our intention to receive with the intention to bestow. That's it. Other than that, we don't do anything. But in order to combine this intention, to glue this intention to bestow on top of the desire to receive, we severed this great big will to receive into slices, 125 degrees. In each degree, Ibur Inka Mukhin. In each one of them, also a few additional stages. And in this way, we have thousands and thousands of states. Why? Because the will to receive keeps growing a little bit, and then we change the intention from receiving to bestow. Another small will to receive, another intention from reception to bestow. And in this way, it's written about the king who wanted to transfer his treasure from one place to another. So he sends it by coins, because we're all thieves. So each one can do it to a small degree. No. Enough. There's a limit. No, you never ask. You want to give speeches. I should find a place for that, but it's not the right way. You're breaking. No. There was someone here. Chaim something, I think. Who wants to talk at the end of the lesson? Marcus? Mutlu, fine.
Yishlanu, We
have a mirror congress in Turkey, and the friends are gonna talk about it right now.
No, Turkey.
Turkey.
Merhaba.
Shalom, Rav.
Merhaba, Kashba.
Hello, Rav. Hello, friends.
Türkiye'de biz bu yıl ilk kez aynı anda bir kongre için iki ayrı şehirde. Aynı kongre düzenleyeceğiz. İstanbul ve
this year, for the first time, we're going to have two conventions. One will take place in Istanbul and the other in İzmir.
Türkiye'nin şimdiye kadar yapmış olduğu en büyük aksiyon kongre anlamında.
And this is the biggest action we have done ever in Turkey for a convention, and it comes to show the greatness of this group. We have a great potential. Hundreds of friends have come.
They're
friends from abroad who are coming. And all of us together, with all the friends, we want to advance along with the whole world. L'chaim, friends.
Nice. More announcements?
Miron,
what does he want?
About yesterday, last night we had a very special evening for friends which were finished their studying in their campus, and friends from all over Israel came, about 300 friends came. Was here downstairs.
Oh, after YH.
And that's it. So they came over, and they're also their spouses are not necessarily studying Kabbalah. And we invested a lot in this evening. Our friends invested in the way the place looks, and the food, and the service. Friends here were waiters, there were giving service to all the friends who came, all the people who came. It was very exciting for friends from Israel, friends from here, Tehran's, and the friends who came from the world. And there was a musical show. It was a very warm evening, very moving. We'd like to hear the responses from our teachers, so that we can make sure that we know how to make an experience of connection that addresses every person in Israel. The goal is to have these evenings for open crowds, so that they can just come and
feel. If you succeed with such encounters, such meetings, you will advance in spirituality, because only that is the Creator waiting for. We advance as long as we advance the world. So, you can't even measure the importance of such things. I'm telling you seriously, it's much more important than how we are philosophizing here about Ibur and Nika, whatever. The important thing is to advance everyone, the general public. It's much more important. Accordingly, we will advance as much as it appears like a personal work. Where are we? What about us? It's all egotistic. The way I hear it, we have to engage in that, and it's enough in order to advance towards the Creator. Those things are beyond measure, really. So we have to build a system and a group that's taking care of that. So we would do it in practice, and we would all advance them and support them.
Rav, I just want to put some emphasis on this event. Roy is actually being humble because he was in charge of the content. This was a perfect evening. I talked to my students from Jerusalem and other students from the Point in the Heart in the campus. It was just, they came out in a feeling that whoever they brought, for instance, a woman that opposes this path, she thought her husband is going crazy. She suddenly understood how good this place is, how much everyone is in favor of connection. The values here are good. Eran Shiovitz gave a lecture. Moti Mor gave some Israeli music. I'm so impressed from our friends how they served this special event. People came out of this place in a feeling that this place is a good place. You should be here. It was really...
Can we see something? It was not broadcast, but there was something.
It wasn't broadcasted, but we recorded it. It's, I suppose you can ask Nari or Alex, and you can see it.
I think we should give this. Let the general public, general audience, watch it. It's beautiful. Why not? Of course, I have to ask those who came and participated, but we should do more of those things and support it. Anyone who wants to be part of it, I would be happy. But at least next time, you know, when it happens here, maybe I can take a peek. Edit on my TV, because it's here, it's in our closed circuits here, I would gladly look at it. It's very important. These things, it advances more than anything.
Just want to say one more important thing, that this whole event was started with the Russian department, and then the events department here, along with Dani Chaimovich and the college, they started this whole thing to create this connection. And I think that if we can make this feeling of connection for the general public, we don't have to talk a lot. People feel, as Asaf said, and I really hope that we can make this experience that everyone can come and feel.
Beautiful. Well done. Okay, let's conclude with that.
So thank you to all our TV viewers. Have a good day. All of us as one, conventions from Kabbalah Lam in South and North America, we're inviting all of our friends to the Congress in Monterrey, Mexico, May 17th, and Newark, New Jersey, May 23rd. For registration, go to kab.info/congress. Intro courses, we're happy to invite you to meetings today, Monday, in Be'er Sheva and Modi'in. Admission is 30 shekels. Please register on our website or in our phone, on our phone, 1-700-592-9. Have a good day. Let's sing a song.
נחזור הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים הניצות שבנו כמו אור אלפי דרכים בעולם רק אחת תוביל אל הדרום
בין השמחות והדמעות איך נדע מה לבחור
איך נדע איך נדע
החיים
מהאמת רואים הפוך מגבוה רואים נמוך
איך נדע, איך נדע
החיים הם נעד נדע
מהאמת רואים הפוך
מגבוה רואים נמוך כשאהבה רחוקה מהלב הגגו הגובר
מורח ילדות שנצרף
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה
כמו כינור ומיתרה כמה יפה מה